Hello, everyone.
Hi, boys and girls. Here we are again to bring you another story.
And this is an unusually exciting one, huh, Uncle Dan?
Uh-huh. I can hardly wait to tell it, Aunt Sue, for it is the concluding chapter of the story of Joseph, adapted from chapters 44 to 47 in Genesis. I call it
The Long-Delayed Reunion.
The 10 brothers from Canaan have come to Egypt to buy food, bringing with them their youngest brother, Benjamin. While in Egypt, the governor ordered that the brothers be brought to his private residence for the noonday meal. This he did not only to show them kindness, but to discover if they were still the cruel, heartless men they once were. Before revealing himself to his brothers, Joseph desired to prove them further with one final test. And Joseph commanded the steward of his house, saying,
"Fill the men's sacks with food, as much as they can carry. Put each man's money in the mouth of his sack. And put my cup, the silver cup, in the mouth of the sack of the youngest, with his money for the grain."
As soon as the morning was light, the men were sent on their way. When they had gone but a short distance from the city, Joseph said to his steward,
"Follow after the men, and when you overtake them, say to them, 'Why have you returned evil?'"
We are homeward bound.
Hey, fellows. Quiet, look back of us, fellows. Look who's coming.
Why, it's the governor's steward. Seems in a hurry, too.
He probably is. They're trying to catch up with us.
Well, catch up with us? Why should he want to catch up with us?
Maybe the money is in our sacks again.
I doubt it.
Well, anyway, the steward is after us. Something's wrong. We better stop.
Whoa there!
What can we do for you, steward, sir? Did my master, the governor, and the prime minister of Egypt, not treat you well?
Of course he did.
Then why have you returned evil for good?
Did we?
You stole his cup.
We did what cup?
The governor's cup, his divination cup. You certainly returned evil for good when you stole it.
I don't understand why you accuse us of this vile thing. God forbid that we would steal the governor's cup.
But you did.
We are not thieves. Search us. Search the caravan. If you do find the cup, then with whomsoever of us it be found, he shall die. And the rest of us shall be my lord's bondmen.
No. The one in whose sack the cup be found, he shall be my slave. The rest of you will be blameless. You will go on home. Agreed?
All right. Yes, I guess.
Very well. Remove the sacks from off your donkeys and bring them before me one at a time, and I shall search them.
I am the eldest. Search my sack first.
Hold the mouth of the sack open. Wide open.
Yes, sir. Find anything? Nothing there, is there?
Well, the cup isn't here. Well, who's next?
Simeon, bring your sack before the steward.
One by one, the brothers' sacks were opened, but the cup was not found. Finally...
Just one more, Benjamin. Bring your sack. I'll tell you one thing, steward. You won't find the cup in Benjamin's sack. He's the last one of us who would steal anything.
I'll have to search it anyway.
Of course. Now, Benjamin, hold open your sack. Yeah. Now, stick your hand in the sack, Mr. Steward, and search. You won't find the cup in... The cup!
This is the governor's cup. You are a thief, young man, a thief.
No, sir, I...
Come. Follow me back to the city. You shall be my lord's slave.
Oh, steward, Benjamin didn't steal the cup.
It was in his sack.
He's no thief. And to be a slave in payment of a crime he didn't commit is...
No argument. It was agreed on that the one with whom the cup was found would be my slave. So shall it be. The rest of you be gone back to your own country.
I will be your slave in Benjamin's place.
No.
But, sir,
shall be as agreed, nothing more, nothing less.
Steward, sir.
Yes.
We feel very deeply about this, especially since it's Benjamin, our youngest brother, who's being accused. We will all return with you and take the matter up with His Highness, the governor, and let him decide.
Well, all right.
Dear, are you still here? I thought you had pressing business at the court this morning.
And so I do, Asenath, but not nearly as important as some business I have to attend to right here in my own palace.
Oh. Well, it can't be your brothers from Canaan this time. They left for home over an hour ago.
Yeah, on the contrary, my dear. It is my brothers, and I expect them here at any moment.
Are you going to tell them who you are?
Perhaps. And perhaps not.
Oh, my, that clears it up wonderfully.
Well, I'm not trying to be evasive. I really don't know if I'll tell them I'm Joseph or not. It depends upon whether they're changed from the cruel, selfish men they once were.
Well, I think they've pretty much demonstrated that they are changed. You kept Simeon in prison, and the others offered to stay in his place. They brought Benjamin back with them, and also the money that you had placed in their sacks. And at dinner yesterday, why, you said they didn't even appear to be the slightest bit jealous of Benjamin.
Yes, Asenath, but I want more proof that they are changed.
More proof?
I'm going to find out if they hate and envy their brother Benjamin as they once did me.
Oh. And by what means are you going to try to find out?
My cup.
Your cup?
My divination cup. I had the steward place it in the sack of grain belonging to Benjamin. Shortly after they began their journey homeward, I sent the steward to catch up with them, accusing them of stealing the cup.
Oh, I think I'm beginning to understand, Joseph. The steward will find the cup in Benjamin's sack and bring them back here as your slaves.
You're right, dear. In all points, except one. The steward is to bring back only Benjamin with him as my slave.
But how will that reveal their feeling toward your younger brother?
Well, I hope that when the steward tries to bring Benjamin back, the others will insist on coming too, to try to persuade me to let one of them remain as my slave instead of Benjamin.
A wise husband I have. Maybe that's the steward now.
Out there, perhaps. Guard, I gotta open the door.
Long live the governor.
Come forward, steward.
Live forever, O governor.
Well, steward, did you do as I asked you to?
Yes, your grace, and I discovered the cup in Benjamin's sack, much to their dismay.
And you brought Benjamin back with you?
Yes, my lord.
The others, did they proceed on to their homes in Canaan?
No, my lord, they insisted on coming here with Benjamin. They think they can convince my lord that one of them should become your slave instead of Benjamin.
Where are they now?
In your audience chamber, my lord.
I'll go in before them. Lead the way.
Yes, my lord. The governor bids you arise from your knees. I will now inform his highness of the circumstances of your return to the palace.
Fellows, we've got to decide quickly what we're going to do.
It's very simple. I stood surety for Benjamin to our father, and I shall do just that. I shall persuade his highness to take me as a slave in place of Benjamin. I will handle his highness. The rest of you just keep out of it.
His highness commands me to say unto you, why did you steal my cup? Knew you not that such a man as I can surely divine?
What shall we say unto my lord? Behold, we are my lord's slaves, both we and he also with whom the cup is found.
His highness the governor forbids that such should be the case. Only the one in whose sack the cup was found shall be his servant. As for the rest of you, his highness insists that you go in peace to your father in Canaan.
In his deep distress, Judah now drew near to the governor and exclaimed,
Oh, my lord, let your servant, I pray you, speak a word in my lord's ears, and let not your anger burn against your servant, for you are like Pharaoh himself. My lord asked his servant, saying, Have you a father or a brother? And we said unto my lord, We have a father, an old man, and a young brother, the child of his old age. And the child's brother is dead. And he alone is left of his mother's children, and his father loves him. Then you said to your servants, Bring him down to me, that I may set my eyes upon him, or you shall see my face no more. When we went back to your servant, my father, we told him the words of my lord. And when our father said, Go again, buy us a little food, we said, We cannot go down, for we cannot see the man's face unless our youngest brother is with us. Then your servant, my father, said to us, You know that my wife bore me two sons. One left me, and I said, Surely he has been torn to pieces. and I have never seen him since. If you take this one also from me, and harm befalls him, you will bring down my gray hairs in sorrow to the grave. Now, therefore, let your servant, I pray you, remain instead of the lad, as a slave to my lord, and let the lad go back with his brothers. For how can I go back to my father if the lad is not with me? But I fear to see the evil that would come upon my father.
As Judah finished his plea, the mighty governor ordered all of his personal attendants to leave the room. Then, no longer able to hide his feelings, Joseph wept aloud. And Joseph said to his brothers,
I am Joseph.
Struck dumb with fear and amazement, the brothers stand motionless. The ruler of Egypt, their brother, whom they had envied and would have murdered and finally sold as a slave, all their ill treatment of him passes before them. They remember how they have despised his dreams and have tried to prevent their fulfillment. Yet they have acted their part in the very fulfilling of the dreams. And now that they are completely in his power, he will no doubt avenge the wrong that he has suffered. Seeing their confusion, Joseph again speaks.
Is my father still alive? Come near to me, I pray you. I am Joseph, your brother. Oh, don't be grieved nor angry with yourselves, for God did send me into Egypt to preserve life. For these 2 years has the famine been in the land, and there are yet 5 more years in the which there shall neither be plowing nor harvest. And God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth, to save your lives by a great deliverance. So, my brothers, it was not you that sent me here, but God. And he hath made me a father to Pharaoh and lord of all his house, and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. I want you to return to Canaan immediately.
Oh, yes, yes, we will.
And say to our father, Joseph is alive. God hath made him lord of all Egypt. Bring him, come down to me. Do not wait. You shall dwell in the land of Goshen, and you shall be near me. And there I will provide for you, lest you come to poverty. For there are yet 5 years of famine.
5 years.
And you shall tell my father of all my glory in Egypt and all that you've seen.
Yes, Joseph, we will.
Go at once and bring back my father.
Yes, Joseph.
Benjamin, come nearer. Benjamin, I am your brother, Joseph.
And Joseph fell upon his brother Benjamin's neck and wept. And Benjamin wept upon his neck. Moreover, Joseph kissed all his brothers and wept upon them. And after that, his brothers talked with him. And the fame of Joseph and his brothers was heard in Pharaoh's palace.
Joseph's 11 brothers are here from Canaan.
And it pleased Pharaoh, and he sent for Joseph and said unto him,
Tell your brothers to load their donkeys and go back to the land of Canaan, and take the wagons from the land of Egypt for your little ones and your wives, and bring your father and come to me. I will give you the best of the land of Egypt.
Go, my brothers, make haste and bring my father back to Egypt at once, and see to it that you do not quarrel on the way.
Grandpa Jacob, when will my daddy get home from Egypt?
I do not know, my child. I suppose the
governor down there in Egypt is making difficulties for your uncles, as he did before.
Grandpa Jacob, may I have something to eat? I'm hungry.
Well, my child, wouldn't you like me to tell you a story?
Oh, Grandpa Jacob, will you? Will you?
Yes, yes. Now, which story do you want me to tell you?
Tell me the story about Uncle Joseph and his coat of many colors.
But, my child, I tell you that story almost every day.
Please tell it again, Grandpa Jacob. Please?
All right. Once upon a time, in a faraway land beyond the great river, your grandmother Rachel had a tiny baby named Joseph. He looked a great deal like your grandma.
Father!
It's Aunt Dinah!
Someone is coming, a whole caravan!
My sons returning from Egypt?
No, Father.
Are you sure?
Yes, Father, it isn't the boys. It looks more like an army.
An army? Coming here?
Well, maybe not an army, but it is a large caravan. Horses, wagons, donkeys.
It could be robbers. How close are they?
Coming over the south hill.
That close? No time to prepare for an attack. Oh, how I wish my sons were here. Dinah, round up all the women and children. Get them into the main tent and barricade it as best you can.
Yes, Father, yes.
Grandpa Jacob, someone's coming fast around the well at the bottom of the south hill. He's on horseback.
The leader of the robbers, no doubt.
He's getting close, Grandpa Jacob. If you listen real carefully, maybe you can hear his horse galloping.
Oh, yes, I do hear hoofbeats. My child, you'd better go to the barricaded tent with the others. It isn't safe here for a little girl like you.
Grandpa Jacob, that man coming on horseback, he's not a robber.
He isn't?
No, it's Uncle Reuben.
Reuben? Well, it can't be. All those wagons and...
But it is, Uncle Reuben. It is.
Yes, it is Reuben, Father.
Reuben, my son, you're back.
Are we in time, Father? Is the food all gone?
Oh, yes, you're just in time, son. Oh. We were...
Father!
Simeon! It is Simeon home again.
Oh, yes, Father. Home at last.
And my son, Benjamin... Is he with you?
Yes, Father. We're all here. All 11 of us.
My prayer has been answered. All my sons have been... But the horses and wagons, this large caravan, what does it mean?
The governor of Egypt sent much food home with us, Father.
The governor? Did he have a change of heart and... give you all the food there is in Egypt?
No, Father. The governor.
Never
of
mind
Egypt
about
is the...
that now, Simeon. We'll save it until all our families are together in a feast. Yes, we'll have a feast. And then we'll let you tell all that happened in Egypt.
All right, Father.
Now, my child, run, tell your grandmother Leah to have everyone gather in the dining tent at high noon for a feast.
All right, Grandpa Jacob.
The family's all together again. All except Joseph. And he is dead, devoured by a wild beast 22 years ago. Reuben, ask everyone to be quiet. I want to say something.
Yes, Father. Quiet, everyone. Quiet. Father wants to say something.
I know we're all anxious to hear about the wonderful things that happened to the brothers down in Egypt. Simeon, You tell us.
If the governor of Egypt sent all these wagons along and the huge quantities of food we brought back with us.
But why? I thought the governor accused you of being spies.
Well, Father, the governor of Egypt is... he is... Father, Joseph is... Joseph is still alive.
What did you say, Simeon?
Joseph is still alive.
Joseph? My son Joseph is still alive?
Yes, Father.
No, Joseph is dead. Devoured by a wild beast 22 years ago. I myself saw the evidence of his torn coat.
Joseph is still alive!
Simeon, my son, do not mock me. Do not torture me. My son Joseph is dead.
Simeon speaks the truth, Father. Joseph is alive in Egypt.
What if Joseph is still alive? You boys lied to me. For 22 years you have lied to me. No, it cannot be true. Joseph is dead.
Father, Joseph was not killed by a wild beast. We hated Joseph and sold him to a band of Ishmaelites as a slave. They took him to Egypt, and now he is the great governor of Egypt.
For 22 years, you let me grieve Joseph's death.
Father, we confess our sin and beg forgiveness.
All the time Joseph was a slave in Egypt, my own sons sold him as a slave. I did not suspect that you were so cruel, heartless.
Please, forgive us, Father.
All right. I forgive you.
Oh, he's forgiven us. Father, Joseph has sent these wagons to bring you and our whole family back to Egypt to live with him. For there are still to be 5 years of famine.
To go to Egypt. My children, we will accept Joseph's invitation and go to Egypt to live.
Grandpa Jacob, are we really going to Egypt?
Well, we're on our way, my child.
Does Uncle Joseph really live in Egypt?
He surely does. Your Uncle Joseph is the governor of Egypt.
Oh. Grandpa Jacob, tell me the story about Uncle Joseph and his coat of many colors.
Not now, my child. Someday soon I'll have a new story about Joseph to tell you. It'll be a wonderful story about captains and kings and governors.
Tell it to me now.
Oh, I can't now, child. I don't know all the story yet. And I won't until we get to Egypt and the rest of the story happens.
And Jacob sent Judah before him to Joseph to appear before him in Goshen. Then Joseph made ready his chariot and went up to meet Israel, his father.
That cloud of dust over there, you suppose, Judah, that could be Father and his caravan?
I'm sure it is, Joseph.
Driver, see if you can get any more speed out of this chariot.
Yes, my lord. Get up! Help!
Father!
Joseph, my son.
Oh, Father.
Is it really you, my long-lost son?
It is really me, Father. I am Joseph.
Oh, you are alive. I have seen you. And now I am ready to die.
Things moved swiftly after that. It took only a few days for Jacob and his 11 sons and their families to get comfortably settled in their new home. Soon after that, Joseph invited his father, Jacob, to the capital city of Egypt and presented him to the king. Jacob was a stranger in royal courts, but amid the sublime scenes of nature, he had communed with a mightier monarch, the monarch of heaven. And now, in conscious superiority, he raised his arms and blessed Pharaoh.
Oh, great and mighty king of all Egypt, I call down God's richest blessing upon thee, and call upon the God of my fathers to prosper thee in all.
One evening, not long after that, Jacob is seated in the entranceway of his tent, looking out over the wide expanse of the land of Goshen.
Grandpa Jacob, please tell me a story.
All right, my child. Which story shall it be this evening?
The one about Uncle Joseph and his coat of many colors.
Don't you want to hear about Joseph and the governor and the king?
Has all that story happened now, Grandpa Jacob?
Yes. I think so.
Then tell it to me, please.
Well, child, once upon a time, in a faraway land beyond the great river, your grandmother Rachel had a tiny baby named Joseph. He looked a lot like...
But, Grandpa Jacob, that's the way you always start the story.
I know it, child. Both stories start the same way, but they have far different endings.
Oh.
Anyway, while Joseph was out tending the sheep, I made him a very beautiful coat of many colors. And so we came to Goshen to live. And that, my child, is the story of how your Uncle Joseph became the great governor of Egypt. He became governor because he was true to principle. He would not yield to sin and temptation.
Is that all the story, Grandpa Jacob?
Yes. Yes, I think it is, child. That is the end of my story.